Jonathan Thurston, The Autobiography with James Phelps. Written and read by James Phelps.
My legs were jelly, gone. I could barely walk. Take your time. You need to get your legs back. The crowd roared. The screens were deafening. Compose yourself. Block it all out. Easier said than done. I can't remember who gave me the ball, but there it was in my hands. Now it was just me and a ball, a kicking tee and the goalposts. The siren had sounded and it was all on me. I was one kick away from delivering the Cowboys a fairy tale title. The NRL Premiership I'd been brought to North Queensland to win. It was a moment 10 years in the making. I was also one miss away from going on suicide watch. The gravity of the moment hit me. Block it out. I looked into the crowd. I scanned the heaving mass of colour, attempting to find faces amid the flags, banners and pumping fists. Not just faces, but two very familiar ones. Those of my partner and my daughter. Okay, where are you, Sam? Where are you, Frankie? I need you now. I needed to see them. Their eyes would calm me. Their smiles would ground me. And their love would take away the enormity of what I faced. Soon the noise was gone. I was alone in the stadium. Just a kid in his ball. But still, I couldn't feel my legs. I can't do this. I'm spent. I needed to take my time. I needed the blood to return to my limbs. I'd never been this buggered. Legs filled with lead, hips bruised and beaten. So I looked back out into the crowd. I searched for those familiar faces. And slowly my legs came back. I was good to go. Let's do this. I looked at the posts, the towering white sticks growing from the hallowed turf of ANZ Stadium. I did the calculations in my head. Distance? Check. Angle? Check. Hook? Check. Wind? Check. I placed the ball on the mark and began steeling myself. It was all up to me. This was the biggest moment in my career. The day I'd dreamed about since I was 4. Siren sounded, game on the line, ball in my hands. Was I a champion or a chump? Shut up. Block it out. I had to get rid of those thoughts. I had to tell myself it was just another kick. I had to block out everything and get on with it. Again, I looked for Sam, scanned the crowd for Frankie. Suddenly, I couldn't hear a thing. The crowd was gone, so was the head noise. Silence. I was just taking a kick for goal, a kid in a park doing that thing he loves. I got down on my knees and placed the ball. I was a metre away from the sideline and 21 metres out from the try line. I hadn't taken the ball back as far as I normally would because there was such a strong breeze swirling in the sold-out stadium that night. The wind was going to hold up my hook. Yeah, that hook. I usually go back 24 metres when I'm that close to the sideline. Taking the ball back that far allows for the amount of hook I'm going to put on the ball. Gives the footy time to curl back and hopefully go straight over the black dot. But for this kick, the biggest kick of my career, I only went back 21 metres. So there I was, T-placed, ball aimed towards a target, a study of concentration and steely nerve. Nah, JT, said the referee. Out there. The try was scored further out. Come on, mate. Shit. I was rattled. Oh, I said, sweet. 50 centimetres? Are you serious? Jeez. Stunned but silent, I picked the ball up and placed it on the mark the referee was pointing at. It was almost the greatest mistake of my life. Instead of moving the ball across and then back, which would allow that little extra for my hook, I simply moved it across.